With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is ramping up the pressure on Senate Republicans to eliminate the filibuster.
With the government shutdown now the longest in U.S. history, the president told GOP senators it's time to change the rules and do away with the filibuster.
And if you don't terminate the filibuster, you'll be in bad shape. We won't pass any legislation.
Even though the filibuster's 60-vote threshold has prevented Republicans from reopening the government, GOP leaders have strongly opposed changing it. They argue it's allowed them to halt Democratic policies when Republicans were in the minority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court appears skeptical on President Trump's tariffs. Justices questioning the administration's position today as they weigh the fate of the president's global measures. In oral arguments, the Supreme Court Solicitor General Dean John Sauer told the justices the president has the power to impose those tariffs.
This court held that IEEPA's sweeping and unqualified language grants the president's actions the strongest presumption of validity and the widest latitude of judicial interpretation. Yet plaintiffs argue that tariffs, IEEPA's least blunt and most nimble tool, are virtually the only tool that Congress did not grant the president to deal with foreign emergencies.
Russian President Putin considering resuming nuclear testing.
Speaking at a meeting with members of his Security Council, Russian President Vladimir Putin reaffirmed his earlier statement that Moscow will only restart nuclear tests if the U.S. does so first. But he directed the defense and foreign ministries and other government agencies to analyze Washington's intentions and work out proposals for resuming nuclear weapons tests. President Trump appeared to signal last month that the U.S. will resume testing nuclear weapons for the first time in three decades, saying it would be on an equal basis with Russia and China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. America's colleges and universities are failing the free speech test.
They claim to be places where anyone can say anything they want, but according to a new study from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, it's not true for the staff. The vast majority of college professors who've been attacked for something they said report getting little or no support from their school or faculty union. And professors who get in trouble for conservative speech receive even less help from their college or university. Michael Harrington reporting.
Analysts say a growing number of Americans joining Quaker churches. They're still a tiny minority of the general U.S. population, but Quakers have been here for centuries. The Religious Society of Friends, best known as the Quakers, originated in the 17th century in England. William Penn was an English Quaker who founded Pennsylvania following the faith's emphasis on religious tolerance. This is SRN News. The German government has banned a Muslim group over accusations of violating human rights and has conducted raids against two others.
The German Interior Ministry says the banned group, Muslim Interactive, promotes anti-Semitism and discrimination against women and sexual minorities. Interior Minister Alexander Dobrindt tells reporters the violence of the constitutional order is characterized by the fact that Interactive has repeatedly called for the establishment of a caliphate in the past, thereby clearly expressing its rejection of both democracy and the rule of law. The government also argues the group poses a threat by promoting Islam as a sole social model. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It's a booming session on Wall Street after some big losses yesterday on Election Day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 289 points at this hour. The Nasdaq up 271. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.